powerful rishis who were assembled there, for he knew perfectly all the religious principles according to time and place. Expert religionists know perfectly well how to adjust religious principles in terms of time and place. All the great acharyas, or religious preachers, or reformers of the world executed their mission by adjustment of religious principles in terms of time and place. There are different climates and situations in different parts of the world, and if one has to discharge his duties to preach the message of the Lord, he must be expert in adjusting things in terms of the time and place. Bhishma Dev was one of the 12 great authorities in preaching this cult of devotional service, and therefore he could receive and welcome all the powerful sages assembled there at his deathbed from all parts of the universe. He was certainly unable at that time to welcome and receive them physically, because he was neither at his home nor in a normal healthy condition, but he was quite fit by the activities of his sound mind, and therefore he could utter sweet words with hearty expressions, and all of them were well received. One can perform one's duty by physical work, by mind and by words, and he knew well how to utilize them in the proper place, and therefore there was no difficulty for him to receive them, although physically unfit. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Satarine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
I'm sorry, I have to wait because I will need this recording.
The verse of today is Tan Samitan Mahabhagan Upalapya Vasutama Pujayam Asadaramagyo Deshakala Vibhagavit. Bhishma Dev, who was the best among the eight Vasus received and welcomed all the great and powerful rishis who were assembled there, for he knew perfectly all the religious principles according to time and place. We hear in this verse about the wounded Bhishma Dev, who could not no longer perform his duties in a physical way. His body was stuck by sharp arrows and he was lying on his deathbed. But still, he could do something when the great saints came there. He could not raise and receive them, but he could still serve in other ways. If one is unfit to render service with his physical body, one still has his mind left, and his words, and so on. So, although physically unfit, Bhishma Dev could receive the saints with expressions of heartfelt affection and could in this way serve them. This is a good instruction for devotees who may have an accident and who therefore are unfit or unable to live a life or not to do service in a physical way. If a devotee, this is what we can learn from this verse, by some unfortunate incident has to, for instance, go to the hospital, or he lies with a cold in his room, there is no reason to stop the wonderful process of devotional service. He may not be able to do it with a physical body, but he can do it with the mind. He can worship the deities in the mind, he can prepare prasadam in the mind for the devotees. He can do more or less all his services in the mind, and this will be recognized as devotional service. This is what we can learn from this verse. Now, what do you all consider the most important devotional service? Hearing and chanting. You agree, or do you have also other points which you would like to present? Serving the devotees, especially the pure devotee. Yes, both of your answers are certainly very correct. In our sampradaya, and they are both connected, I think. The most important service is really chanting the holy names of the Lord, and that happens to be the most important instruction of the pure devotee. And Srila Prabhupada once said, of all the instructions of the spiritual master, to chant 16 offenseless rounds is the most important thing. Why? Because from this instruction we will develop love of Krishna or love of Godhead. Now, it is important to try to chant without offenses. As long as a devotee chants with material with offenses, he will not be able to overcome material attachments. In other words, you may chant for a long time, but if you do not avoid the offenses, material attachments will never be able to leave you. Now, the question is, how can a devotee attain the platform of pure chanting? How can he or she avoid the offenses? Only if one avoids offenses, the thick cloud of anattas and also material attachments can be dispelled. Now, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that the 10 offenses in chanting the holy name can be very easily overcome if one positively thinks about their meaning. See, it's something like a negative programming. If we always program ourselves, don't commit Vaishnava aparat, or if you program yourself, don't consider the chanting of the holy name to be like a ritual. It's like a negative programming. It may not be so inspiring all the time to think like this. For instance, if you would think the whole day, don't let us not eat kami food, that would be not so attractive as thinking, let us positively eat prasadam today. You follow? It has a different motivating force if you program yourself in a positive way. So the same holds true certainly when it comes to avoiding the 10 offenses in chanting the holy name. Let us think positively. For example, the first offense in chanting the holy name is to commit offenses against Vaishnavas. Yeah? So let us not think, oh, today I will not commit offense against the Vaishnava, but to program ourselves positively, we must program ourselves like this. Let me glorify the Vaishnavas and serve the saintly Vaishnavas. That sounds totally different. And it has a totally different motivating force. Now, there's another offense where you think that the Lord is not supreme. The second offense, it can be overcome by positively thinking Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and all others are servants who dance according to his flute. This is how you can think. The third offense can be easily overcome by thinking, oh, I'm so grateful to my Guru Maharaj that he is kindly accepting me as his disciple. Let me positively express my gratefulness by giving him full respect. The fourth offense can be overcome by knowing, oh, these Vedic scriptures who give knowledge about Krishna are extremely important for my release from the bondage of material existence. The fifth offense can be and the sixth offense can be overcome by being convinced that the holy name is completely pure and also completely spiritual. And the seventh offense against chanting can be easily overcome by thinking, once and for all in my life, I want to be free of sinful activities. I want to be free of sinful activity. Right. And the eighth offense can be overcome by giving up ritualistic activities. The ninth offense can be overcome by chanting, by preaching the glories of the holy name only to those who are faithful. Let me not throw the diamonds before the four-legged animals. You only speak the glories of the name to the faithful. And the tenth offense, which is to still maintain material attachments and not have complete faith in the chanting, can be very easily overcome by positively surrendering to the holy name with body, words, and minds. It may be difficult, but it has to be done. So, this a person who has given up the ten offenses can be recognized as someone who wants to help others. If you look for somebody who has given up the ten offenses, please look for this symptom. Is he willing to help others, and is he full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls? Such a devotee will think, "Oh my Lord, my friends and the conditioned souls who are living here are so overwhelmed with sinful activities and misconceptions. They are very unfortunate. How may those people attain love and devotion to your lotus feet?" They are so much overwhelmed by family attachment, wealth, by property, by success, and when there are reverses, as a Niederlagen, then they are crying. They are so much into profit and loss, health and disease, joys and suffering, birth and death. They are so much in the duality of the material world. How will they become attracted to you, my Lord? And then such a devotee with sincere compassion will set out. He will walk out of the temple. "Let us benefit the fallen conditioned souls. This is too much. They must come to the Adi Shesha Prabhu's Bhakta program. What else is the chance for these conditioned souls?" This is how you will recognize someone who is an offenseless, who is on the path of offenseless chanting. So, now, the greatest obstacle, really, and therefore it is mentioned to be like the first offense in chanting the holy name, is what? To commit Vaishnava aparat, says our young Bhakta. Vaishnava aparat is really the beginning of all other types of offenses. It comes, the psychology of Vaishnava aparat is very interested. It is described that the Vaishnava aparat comes when you are afraid of another Vaishnava. "Oh, he's more advanced than me. Oh, he's more powerful than me. Oh, he's more influential than me. Oh, this is not very good." You think, "Oh, he is making such advancement. I'm making no advancement. Boo.
And then one becomes envious of a Vaishnava. Enviousness comes when you think the other has more of something which I actually want. It's very interesting to note, Vaishnava aparat, in other words, comes from a feeling of your own lack. Lack, you understand this word? Mangel in Deutsch. You feel you have a lack in your own chest, and oh, someone has more than me. This is not very good. In fact, this is totally bad. And then from this mentality, you think, oh, he is really not so good. I know in the evening he eats bread with honey. Yes, ma'am, I know. He may have a white dhoti, but his heart is black. I know. Dhoti may be totally clean, but his heart. And in this way, we commit. Vaishnava, we are envious and fearful and criticize and find fault and speak ill of the Vaishnava. Now, when this happens to us, we should know that now we are in great danger, because Bhakti Devi completely disappears from the heart of someone who commits Vaishnava aparat. One has no longer that wonderful feeling of devotion to Krishna and affection to Krishna when one thinks badly about Vaishnava. It is described that there are six different ways to commit Vaishnava aparat. One is with the body, that's when you maybe hit a devotee. Then with the words, that's when you hit him with bad expressions. Use sum total of all imperfection. And then you say like this. Then with the mind, when you really think some bad thoughts about him. Or even more subtle, with the heart. Commit Vaishnava aparat with the heart when your attitude is just very, very unwelcoming. It is described that a fool who blasphemes Vaishnavas goes to the worst kind of hell along with generations of his ancestors. One who kills a devotee, as well as one who blasphemes devotees, or one who is envious of devotees, or one who fails to offer obeisances to Vaishnavas upon seeing them, or one who becomes angered at a Vaishnava, or who does not become joyful upon seeing a Vaishnava. These six classes of men are all considered to be candidates for falling down into hell. This is Skanda Purana. You have seen from these different degrees that there is, one offense by the body, you kill a Vaishnava, then another offense by the words, the offender blaspheme a Vaishnava, and then by the mind, by not becoming, making obeisances to a Vaishnava because of feeling something, and then by the heart, where you just don't feel happy to see a Vaishnava or the success of another Vaishnava. It disturbs you. But why not me? I think it has
has never happened in this circle, and it will never happen in this circle. But I'm just analytically describing this, so that we know if, due to some chance, it should make the way in our lives. So when a devotee feels like this, it is described in a scripture which I want to find out for you in the Sri Guru Vandanam, that one should think like this. The sieve is full of 1,000 holes. Sieve, you know what the sieve is? Sieb in Deutschland. Yeah. You put the rice into it, and then you put it under the water and you shake it, and then the water flows out of the sieve with the dirt. So the sieve is full of 1,000 holes, and he's criticizing the needle. Hey needle, there is a hole in your bag. In the Bible it says, du siehst den Splitter im Auge des Nachbarn? Siehst du nicht den Balken im eigenen Auge? No. That's a Biblic saying, I don't know how to say it. Are you perfect yourself? If you have some defects yourself, then why do you find fault with others? The sages don't see bad in others, but see the bad. No, sages say, don't see bad in others, but see the bad in yourself. If you have that nature or tendency to see bad, then see what bad is there in yourself, but see the good in others. If you find something good in some person, then just accept that. Think, yes, that is good in him. Let me accept that. Close your eyes on the bad things and open your eyes to the good things. Paramahansas never see anything bad. In their vision, everything is related to Krishna. Speaking ill of others is a great anatta for the sadhaka who has come to the path of bhajan. The best of all persons think himself always to be the less, you know, a good, very good and qualified person always thinks himself, oh, I'm not very valuable. But the most rotten and miserable character always is puffed up and feels superior to others. Hare Krishna. Imagine someone like this. He stands before the ant and thinks, I'm very big. Look at me. I'm so big. This is not a good qualification for spiritual life. We should see ourselves that yes, we are very fallen, we are small, smaller than 10,000th the part of the tip of the hair. We have not our identity at the present moment. Our bodies and our minds are not really our true identity. Our identity is not yet developed. It is a spiritual identity. Let us not be so attached to this apparent identity. Many persons have mistaken a pebble for a pearl, a snake for a rope, evil for good. By falling, becoming victims to what is apparently visible. Apparently it may be that you It looks that you are the body and the mind, but this is wrong. A pebble is not a pearl. Pebble has Kieselstein. The body is not the self. It is a wrong misunderstanding to think like this. So, I will come to the end. I want to tell you a little leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, he was a transformed person. Before that, he was always he was very severe. He was challenged all the scholars and defeated them in verbal fights. The devotees in Navadvip would make a circle around him. They would come close to him because he would just challenge someone. He would, "Hey, Srinivas, do you know the scriptures? Argue with me." And so when Mahaprabhu returned, he was totally changed. He was no longer arrogant and proud of his learning. Now, due to tasting Krishna Prema, Lord Chaitanya displayed genuine humility. And everyone who saw him, Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, so on, they blessed him. "May you obtain pure devotion to Krishna," they said to the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya replied very humbly, "Because you are pure devotees of the Lord, you are able to give this pure devotion of Krishna. Please always bless me." And then in great humility, Lord Chaitanya would wash their clothes and fold their dhotis. What do you think, Vajendra? Nectar, isn't it? He would personally wash the cloth. Unglaublich, finde ich auch. Unbelievable, says Vajendra Kumar. And he would, you know, afterwards take them from the line and then fold them. No need of ironing. This is how you fold the dhoti without an ironing thing. So, and the Vaishnavas, who were all actually his servants, stopped the Lord and said, No, what are you doing? What are you doing? In this way, every day the Lord, who is actually to be served by everyone, acted as a servant of his own servant. Now, once it so happened that Mother Sachi felt something bad against Advaita Acharya. Let me describe why. Advaita Acharya had preached to, a little like a Bhakti Sangha group, you could call, a larger Bhakti Sangha group. He was what discuss about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about the Bhagavad Gita. And he would give instructions to one and all based on the Srimad Bhagavatam Gita. And Lord Chaitanya's brother Vishwarup had come to these lectures very often. And then one day Vishwarup had taken sannyas and never returned home. So Mother Sachi was very disturbed because of this. She said,
and she felt this, cried and cried and cried. Now Nimai, her only son who was left, started to also go to the lectures of Advaita Acharya. Nimai is Lord Chaitanya's boyhood name. And Mother Sachi became very, very worried. See, before having Vishwarup and Nimai as a son, she had 6 daughters who had died. Did you know that? It is not known so much. 6 daughters who had died just after coming out of the womb. Then her son has left her. Now Nimai was going to Advaita Acharya, who preached spiritual knowledge. She was so worried. In fact, Mother Sachi did not want to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the school. When he wanted to go to school, Mother Sachi said, "No, you stay home." You know why? She was afraid that when he gets knowledge from the scriptures, he will give up the world and become a brahmachari and leave home. She was so afraid. Then Lord Chaitanya fasted, and then Mother Sachi said, "Okay, before you die, I was fasting, you go, but don't." She was very, can you feel Mother Sachi's worries? 3 daughters, no, 6 daughters had just died. Do you know what this does for a woman? 6 daughters. And then the son leaves to the forest. Very, very heavy. So she said one time, "This Advaita is Dvaita." That's all she said. Most of you will not understand what she said, but you can find out from Adi Shesh what is this play with the words. And for this reason, Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Sachi Nandan, the son of Sachi, in other words, he is very affectionate to his mother, did not give pure love of Godhead to Mother Sachi. He gave to others, not to Mother Sachi. Because he said his mother had committed Vaishnava Aparad. She thought bad about Advaita Acharya. Only later, there was an opportunity. It was Advaita Acharya was praising Mother Sachi, and he totally became ecstatic, and he fell unconscious to the floor. And then Chaitanya called for his mother and said, "Now you take the dust of his feet and beg forgiveness for your offense against him." The Mother Sachi quickly took the dust, because Advaita Acharya would never ever have reacted if Mother Sachi would say, "Please, I'll forgive my offense." He would say, "You're the mother of the universe, you cannot make any offense." It would not have worked, but this way it worked. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "From Brahma down to the grass, every living being is Lord Krishna's energy. Therefore, all Shastras declare, Lord Krishna becomes very angry with anyone who blasphemes another living being. If a person studies the 4 Vedas and then blasphemes others, he will fall into hell and suffer birth after birth. The sin of blasphemy robs all intelligence and fills the heart with suffering. Lord Chaitanya delivers everyone except the sinners who blaspheme Vaishnavas." Lord Chaitanya said, "All the living entities in the numberless universes are my eternal servants.
Therefore, any living entity who harms or offends another living entity will perish. If a sannyasi blasphemes an innocent person, the sannyasi will fall down and lose all his piety. Then raising his golden arms, Lord Chaitanya declared to the entire world, renouncing criticism of others, everyone please chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, I will personally deliver anyone who does not criticize others and who once chants Krishna. Hearing Lord Chaitanya speak like this, the devotees cheered, Jai, Jai, Jai. Do you have any question? Very cool. If you, Jericho asked, you speak about the fourth type of, fourth degree of offense, that is in the heart. This is the most difficult to overcome. One can definitely control offenses in the body. I mean, one can definitely try to control it in the words. That becomes more difficult because if one is with someone, he may talk badly about the Vaishnava. It's schon schwieriger. It is more difficult to control it in the mind. It's most difficult to control it in the heart. You can only control this offense in the heart if you develop a new vision, a duchonde vizia. Like Lord Chaitanya has helped us by saying, all living entities are actually my parts, my servants. We must learn to see others as the part and parcels of the Lord. If we see them as bodies and minds, then it's quite easy to make offense at the time when it's not just so palatable or when we can't see it like the devotee sees, like that other devotee sees. Another help was given by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He said, it's like a maxim, when faults in others misguide and delude you, you should have patience. Be introspective, that is, look inside of you, and find the faults in yourself. Know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. It's a nice point, isn't it? When you feel disturbed by others and their activities, then you have allowed yourself to become harmed by them. Why should I be verletzt, harmed, if some other does something wrong? If someone calls me a fool, you know. Why should I? Only if I think maybe I am a fool. Why does he say like this? But if I think, well, that's his opinion. Maybe he's right. I guess he's right. But if you become harmed by Lajananya, who then it becomes Lajananya, means the lying ego. The Croatian language is extremely philosophical when it comes to
These are the heavy lessons to learn in life. It's not easy. We have to work on it. It's really not easy. But it's good to talk about it, think about it, and approach it step by step. But it won't be easy. It needs training for a few years. And then even rascal mind, you have to take it. Rishabdev says, it's like the mind is like a wild animal. When you have put it into a cage, will you just let the door open? No. You have to lock it. Like our white Hase. I hope he's still there. I saw him the other day outside. Maybe someone has to. I think Narayani has a heart for our residents who are not necessarily in human bodies. Ja, Bhuta Vasa Prabhu. Ja. Yes, if one has bad association, it's easy to commit offenses against Vaishnavas. If one has good association, it doesn't happen so easily. If you are together with devotees, with Vaishnava offenders, you have to be very careful. You have to avoid that association on all costs. Oh yeah, it's highly infectious because we are still not out of the danger zone as far as Vaishnava apparat is concerned. Ja, wie heißt du nochmal? Wie? Nee, aber mit Petare. Petare, doch viel schöner. Andere so langweilig. Petare, ja. Ja.
Bloß nicht. Also wir sind
hier nicht in Freuds Psychoanalytik erkloppen. Petal. Ich beantworte das in Deutsch. Peter fragt, was sollen wir machen als Bhaktas, wo wir sicherlich unwissentlich Vergehen begehen. Sollten wir jetzt tief in die Psychoanalyse hineinsteigen und suchen, wo die Fehler sind? Nein, es ist das Beste, du denkst positiv an dein, wie ich am Anfang erklärt habe. Und du versuchst positiv die Vaishnavas zu sehen. Oh, das sind alles Diener von Krishna, Nektar. Auch die jungen Bhaktas, die mögen zwar noch hier und da Fehler machen. Ich weiß nicht, ob es auch in diesem Bhakta-Programm so ist, bei den vorangegangenen Bhakta-Programmen war.
war das so, dass manche junge Bhaktas Fehler gemacht haben, dann sollte man einfach eine geduldige Sicht mit den anderen entwickeln. Das sind die Devotees von Krishna. Ne? Positiv einfach denken über die Devotees. Dann kann man es ganz einfach, dann kommt es einfach nicht vor. Mir hilft es immer so, als Prediger sehe ich natürlich ich bin jetzt wie viele Jahre dabei? Längere Zeit, sehr viele Jahre, also schon länger als du alt bist wahrscheinlich. Und natürlich kann man sehen, wenn jemand etwas, man hat fast Argusaugen für Fehler von anderen aus der Perspektive, die man hat. Aber es hilft mir persönlich sehr, und ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass es auch anderen hilft, so über die Devotees zu denken. Ganz gleich, was da an äußeren Fehlern sein mag, das wird bei weitem überwogen durch das Fakt, dass sie zu Krishna gekommen sind. Nach vielen Tausenden und Billionen von Geburten und Toden sind diese großen Seelen dazu gekommen, sich Krishna hinzugeben. Sollte ich nicht lieber das sehen? Guck mal, dann wirst du so sehen. Dann sieht man plötzlich Dwarakanath Babu als eine große Seele. Er ist schon viele Geburten und Tode in dieser Welt gewesen. Und jetzt ist Dwarakanath zu Krishna gekommen und chantet den heiligen Namen und tut Service für Krishna. Wunderbar! Ne? Oder Bhakta so und so, nicht? Bhakta so und so hat so viele Fehler gemacht in seinem Leben. Er hat Fleisch vielleicht mal sogar gegessen. In diesem oder in einem vorangegangenen Leben. Er hat unzulässige Sexualität betrieben. Huch! So weiter und so fort. Nicht? Aber jetzt verhält er sich nach den spirituellen Regeln, den spirituellen Gesetzen, wie wunderbar Bhakta so und so ist. Und so kriegt man das dann hin. Das ist eine gute Meditation. Also, dass man sich bewusst auf das Positive beim anderen konzentriert. Vreni? Vreni heißt sie, nicht? Verena, Acha. Du wirst zu den Englisch verstehen. What to do if someone always is heavy to me? And sometimes I just start to boil over. What to do? Well, if that someone is Mr. Heavy, then you might tell him, or you might go through another devotee. Probably, if you continue this, it is very difficult for me to exist. Please have mercy. Already you have mercy with the animals, you don't eat them. Please have mercy with the humans also. Maybe this is not the best way to formulate it, but I think the idea is clear. Say something before you boil over, because if you boil over, you might say things and do things which later you will not, you will regret maybe. Then the emotions are wild, ooh, the words are uncontrolled. Du
Bhutavasa Prabhu. This will be the last question. Very intelligent point. Buddha Vasa has a very nice point. He says, I'm not sure if just to think about this, the positive spiritual aspects of someone will help, because the root cause of thinking bad about others is the desire to be superior. And as long as this desire is not given up, you won't be able to think good about the other person. Do you follow Buddha Vasa's thought? Very good thought. See, I have not yet mentioned it, but the reason for offenses or a proud attitude is the false ego. And the false ego always wants to be superior to others. I don't know if you also have personal experience in your lives. The false ego is very strong. You just want to be superior to others. So the false ego can only be solved by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with great attention. Then the false ego can slowly become smaller. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Our only chance. Therefore, in the Puranas, it is said that although it's said you can't chant without offenses, without committing offenses, you still have to chant to become free from the offense. our only chant. Yeah. Or you could also positively work about your false ego. Why do I always want to be superior to Vaishnavas? Why not serve them? What's wrong with me? You can think like that. Krishna. So I thank you very, very much for listening so carefully to this lecture. I wanted to give this lecture. Yesterday I asked the devotee, what should I lecture about? But before the devotee could even answer, I said, is it all right if I lecture about this subject matter? And I was granted permission. It is a deep subject. I think you all feel it, isn't it? Something which needs to be addressed by each individual devotee in his or her life, and something where one needs to work. I wanted to talk this morning about it because I feel it is important for Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis to think about this and make practical applications in their own lives and avoid offenses once and for all. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari.